Good morning, this is Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I also want to encourage you to read the, or to listen to the Saturday morning Bible study when you get a chance. The Bible study is every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. EST. Call 218-862-1300, ID number 525819. This morning I want to do another little story here out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, the story of Mary and Martha. Very familiar story, but we want to look at some things that are in here. Chapter 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Here we see Martha was a real servant. She was, it says that Martha received him into her house. It seems like Martha was the one that was initiated or invited Jesus to come. She was given to hospitality, as the Bible says, and she was very willing to serve. It seems like she was very, very busy. She was a very, very, very busy woman. But then we have Mary on the other hand, sitting here at Jesus' feet. But then what does Jesus say? Martha wants Mary to help her with the food and whatever she's doing, and she says, let's see, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she come, that she help me. And I believe that that Mary in this story here was not necessarily lazy or that she didn't want to serve, but as I see it, it seems like Mary was just distracted by Jesus' presence. She was so overtaken by him and his words that she just couldn't. She just couldn't tear herself away from just sitting and listening. And so we have Mary maybe even, I'm putting some imagination to it, but maybe even taking a dish of whatever she was working with and maybe just setting it down and sitting there at Jesus' feet. And she just was distracted by his presence. Martha, on the other hand, thought it was important that she serve. She wanted to make a good meal and everything. And you know, in the same way that we can be in our lives, that we can be so taken up with serving and things to do that we miss what God really wants. You know, in verse 42, what does Jesus say? One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken from her. What is that one thing that is needful? It is to sit at Jesus' feet and to hear from Jesus, listen to his word. Are we distracted by Jesus, by his word? Or are we cumbered about by serving like Martha was? Are we so busy with activity, meetings, whatever it might be? Or are we distracted just to hear the word of Jesus? So, I think what Martha was doing was a good thing. There was nothing wrong with serving. And yet, Jesus had to say, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So let us choose that good part as well. And out of that time that we spend with Jesus, We can hear his, listen to his voice, hear his, read his word, and we can hear the heart of Jesus. And out of that, we will know what God really wants us. And he can show us, and he can direct us to the people that he wants us to speak to, the service that he wants us in. Otherwise, sometimes we're doing all kinds of activities, and we're actually not being effective because we're not waiting and listening to hear what God has to say or what God really wants us to do. So may we be faithful in spending time with the Lord and just hearing his word and listening to what he wants to do, that we're not constantly just laboring in vain, but that we can be in tune with the Spirit of God and work according to his will. God bless you all.